Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Believing unbelievers. The other day, I watched a man perform what I am confident he believed was a service to God. He did what he did faithfully, cheerfully, and with great talent. He was able to demonstrate at the same time skill and humility. Some say he is spiritually gifted. The thing is, I know better. I know he struggles with sin. I know he studies the Bible very little. I know he understands very little about Christianity except for what he has picked up after years of attending church. What he has is a lifestyle. I know he doesn't practice much of what he hears preached. He merely floats along in the stream of his faith and almost never paddles his boat, especially if it would mean paddling against the current. I do not question that he is a believer, but I do assert that he doesn't believe. I say that such a Christianity as is his is absolutely foreign to the Bible. Understand, I know that the Christians of the first century were not perfect. Some of them were far from perfect. But they had no Christian lifestyle to which they could conform. Everything they did was against the current of their day. To simply be in a church gathering meant to place oneself out of the realm of comfort and ease. They did not possess Bibles as we do today. No such thing was printed. But as far as we can tell, they met nearly every day in order to hear, learn, and grow in their faith. They regarded the messages of the apostles and later of those few books canonized in the New Testament as authoritative, God-breathed, and profitable. Too many these days believe the general message of the Bible, but do not believe the Bible to be an authoritative guide for their life. At least not their life. Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.